So hi, my name is Sasha Fing. Welcome to the Talk Pop Sea Tent. Sorry, Talk Pop Sea Tent. So the Talk Pop Sea project was originated by Dina Schottenkirk, and it's mainly about, you know, conversation, building consensus, thinking in conversations, developing thoughts, right? So you're welcome here to have a conversation about art and art as cognition. So art as a form of thinking, if you will, right? By the way, who am I talking to?
Okay, my name is Kiara Lindlof. I don't know, do we use first names or last names here?
You can use both.
Okay.
So I'm Sasha. Hi, Kiara.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Ioannis, and yeah, I'm studying here in Magdeburg, and I'm also studying the field science, art and music, and how that connect each other, and some point of views, what is also technical.
Yeah, so what's technical?
And which technical advice we have to make science or to make art or to make music.
All right. So welcome. So on the issue. So I'm as I said, my name is Sasha Fink.
Okay.
So on the issue of art as cognition, do you get any stance? Is art like creating art or perceiving art? Does it require any specific type of cognitive processes, or do you think that it just exploits cognitive processes that are general? You got any views on that?
I think you can't deny that art is a cognitive process. Like, you can't do art without cognition.
So a dead mind can have art appreciation?
I think so, yes.
To some degree, that seems a bit trivial, right?
It would seem so.
Could you say a little bit more?
But I think if we don't discuss what we mean by cognitive processes and how they need to happen in order to have an understanding or even a creation of art, then we can't explore the idea of art as cognition, because we need to figure out if that's a topic that is worth talking about.
Right.
And if cognition is, like, what cognition is and how that relates to art. So it might seem trivial to somebody who doesn't study philosophy, but I think as somebody who does study philosophy, we need to be clear about the terms that we use.
Right.
Before we discuss them.
What I'm taking out of you is that at least art can't be passive, right? There's something that must be active, right? Cognition is, to some degree at least, an active process, right? Something that is being initialized by a person. It's not just something that's happening to a person, right? Is that something that you'd be willing to subscribe? Something that you would say?
Yeah, I'm willing to subscribe to that idea.
Uh-huh. How about you, Jonas?
Yeah, in the session before, I think also about the topic. Why is this an active process?
Mm-hmm.
I think about how this come from, or where all this kind of starts. So the human, also the Neanderthals,
right,
started for 300,000 years before to paint something on the wall.
Right.
So I asked myself, what is that that we, why we start to express something?
Mm-hmm.
And also I think about that, okay, is that an observed process from ourselves? And why we separate the forms of artists make art, and why we separate it from the observer, or is all that one? Because the observer observes also, the artist observes also himself and makes something in his own language, transferred in their own language, in an art, in an object,
mm-hmm,
which communicate with us.
Mm-hmm.
Good question. So what you're saying is that the creation of art itself is a performative act?
I don't understand the question. Can you repeat?
So are you saying that the creation of art is also a performative act?
Yeah.
Okay.
A creation of art is also...
So painting a picture, that is also a performance, right? You're doing something.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking that,
okay.
If that's
yeah,
what...
Yeah, yeah, I think yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be.
So you introduce now this artist, you know, as somebody who acts and who creates and the perceiver. And what I liked about what you're saying is that you're saying, you know, sometimes these coincide, right?
Yeah.
So the people who create art are also the perceivers of their own art.
Yeah.
So does that add anything to art as a cognitive process? Can there be...
Sorry, to art as a what process?
To art as a cognitive process. That I'm also a perceiver of art. Can there be things that, you know, where people just go, I create this, right? And they just like do stuff, but then they try never to perceive it. Or does this kind of critical thing of doing things, perceiving things, being critical about it, getting back to it, changing it, is this kind of back and forth with an art object in creation something that is necessary?
So I think yes, that is not necessary. So that is a mixed texture of how we analyze things and how we create things. I speak also with Jonathan about these topics before.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something very interesting. He said that if some person make art, he don't think about the intention which he want to communicate. He also be in the process, and after that, also to be the creative perspective, and after that he step back and be the analytical perspective,
mm-hmm.
and think about that. But I think a little bit different. I think that that is the mixed texture. So you can also think in an intention, in feeling, or in an information, or in word, or in something like... yeah, something like that, if an intention, and you can mix the analytical and creative way to go in the process and mix them. So you can do something and you can decide, I will be now intuitive,
mm-hmm.
or I will be to mix in the analytical way. And so that is an interaction between these components in this process. And the question is now, how this to the topic before, I said we had yeah this Neanderthal, so to find the roots where all this begin.
Mm-hmm.
And my question was, this is an opponent that which we develop over the years as the something like a molecule or something like a cognition area which are activated if we see something intuitively which can be described as art. So that is, I think, my question. So my question is it because over the years there is some, over the more than 300,000 years, we do this. And yeah.
So you're wondering whether over 3,000 years of, like, you know, or even, if we're going back to Neanderthalensis, it would be like 5,000, 6,000 years, right?
Yeah.
And even further. So your question is whether over these years, something like a specific art center developed in the brain, like something like a localized art area in a brain, is that the question?
Yeah, or something like not only specific than an art area, something like a specific combination from cognition areas can recognize them.
Uh-huh.
Or
whether
are sensitive,
specific...
so sensitive to,
yeah,
to observe this information.
I see.
So
also in the music.
To take this a little further, maybe, I think it might be good to talk about what we think qualifies as art, like what is art. Is there are we talking about visual art only? Because you just mentioned music. Are we talking about these? You mentioned music. Sorry. Are we talking about these very traditional, like, there's, I don't know, somebody mentioned the other day that there's like seven types of art. So obviously there's like visual art, there's music, there, I guess you could add like dance or something, but like how you also talk like where does art begin and end, and like does art inquire intentionality of the artist for it to be considered art? And I guess that does tie back also into like, is there a specific art area in the brain or a specific combination of areas? Or like, can art be something that happens accidentally? Because I think it's great to consider the art that is painted with this specific idea of being art in mind, but is that the only thing that we're talking about? Or is there also, like, are we talking about a more broad understanding of what art is?
So I think that it's a good perspective that you can start to categorize it in 7 points, but for me it's also the constitution of, for example, I only add one thing. The constitution how some molecules in the DNA or plants are constructed, so also nature for me is also a different or specific form from art.
So it's it's a specific form?
A specific form that I add on this 7 types which describes.
Okay,
Nature should be, is supposed to be like also art. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I see, okay. So, okay. But in nature we don't find really intuition, intentions, right? So nature is not intentional. The way that a plant grows is not intentional.
The 7 different art forms of painting, sculpture, literature, architecture, theater, film, and music. And I think that's a very narrow understanding of art. And I think especially, as you just mentioned, nature, we're in greenhouses. I think there's definitely something that art center of my brain, at least, also recognizes as art in here that wasn't made with intention and that wasn't made by a person. You mentioned art and nature, and there's really pretty artful flowers, for example. There is art to be found in, I don't know, the ways the trees curve. Like, it all depends on your understanding of what qualifies as art, then.
I like that. So there's something there, right? When you're mentioning that, you know, there's beauty in these artful flowers. So are we talking now about aesthetic processes? What, you know, we think is beautiful or something that we want to really engage more with because it's, you know, very stimulating to the senses? Would that be the same as, you know, artful? So processes for having aesthetic experiences, would they be the same as experience, like processes that allow us to have art, you know, experience of something being art? Because I got the feeling that some arts can be, you know, disturbing, ugly, in a way that we don't really want to interact with them. So are we talking here, when we're talking about nature, right, specifically, things that don't have specific type of intention behind them, they might not have really artistic processes. Are we talking here now about aesthetic processes or about processes involved in creating and perceiving art? There seems to be a difference there, don't you agree?
Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
And also when we talk about, you know, the things being created by Neanderthalensis, there seems to be like a vague boundary there, like a boundary case or a borderline case of, would they be things that are being produced for aesthetic purposes or things that are being produced for being art? And is there a way to find this out? What do you think?
Yes, I agree. But I don't know how. Yeah, but I don't know how we can find out or how. I think I don't understand your point now. Cried as though directly.
My point is this, right? So we said that there are certain types of processes involved with creating
art,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you also mentioned that you think that some of these processes might also be there in, you know, plant growth,
yeah,
and in nature.
Yeah.
They would govern nature.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned also Neanderthalensis. And, you know, the cave paintings being done there. And I'm wondering whether there's not a difference in the processes that are involved in having aesthetic experiences, experience of beauty.
Aesthetic? What aesthetic experience?
An aesthetische Erfahrung.
Aesthetic
experiences, right? In contrast, you know, experience of beauty, experiences of interest and all these kind of things. in contrast to having experiences of something as of being art, right? So I do think that, you know, a beautiful landscape that is not created by anybody can be experienced as beautiful, right? And these processes there could be involved in that as well.
I think this is the distinction here really depends on defining, like, artful experiences as something that needs to be beautiful. Like, you can have, and like, obviously, when we talk about, like, the classical art forms, like, we can look at a painting, it can be disturbing and ugly, and we still categorize it as art. But when we look at, like, plain old nature, it needs to be beautiful to be considered art, I guess, is kind of, like, that's kind of what I'm taking from this. And I think that really hinges on the idea that art in nature, or that isn't created in those seven classical areas, or that isn't intentional, also needs to be considered beautiful.
For example, as a, something else, what is, you know, the feeling if you are before on the sea and you look at it, what you feel? Or if you are in the mountains and there are a lot of mountains, what you feel? Or when you are in the a lot of trees, or here, or not here, here's something a little bit other, but in the same way, or what you, when you are in the
keep it,
what is the place where some of trees?
A forest?
A forest, yeah. What you feel if you are in the forest? There is some, you also interact with the nature in some similar way for me. Some, if you feel, you know, the moment if you feel a very good music composition, if you hear them, or if you look in a very good way on a painting, there's a feeling I would describe that there's no difference between them, and there's
really
all,
you would say there's no difference to you, those is like fundamentally different experiences for me.
There is one point which are same for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Not for me. Not at all. I think, I quite like looking at the sea. I'm not a huge fan of going to art galleries, actually. I tend to find them a little boring. And like the beauty, I suppose, that you're referring to with those nature things, like, for me, that's a very, or the feeling I get, I would describe it more accurately as, like, some very primal, like, bone-deep understanding of my own insignificance, but also the wonders of the world. Like, for me, that's, like that experience is a lot about how, honestly, mind-bogglingly improbable it is that I get to be here and experience that. Like, it's insane. And there's this, like, deep, like, primal appreciation for the world around me and all the beauty that can be found in it. And although I do definitely experience very moving art and intentional human-made art, I guess there isn't that kernel of sameness as in appreciating beauty, but I think at, like, the feeling that I have about the appreciation is so different, I don't think that I could even begin to compare them, because, like, to me, I've never had an experience with human-made art that is as moving and as native to who I am as a member of the human species as just, like, looking at the sea and realizing how lucky I am to be here.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, that's a beautiful note to end on, right? That might be a moment, actually, where maybe even art gets its roots, its motivation to create something that is as beautiful as nature. So maybe it is. But we can leave this open. So thank you for coming to the Talk Pupsy Set 10. Thank you for talking with us. And thank you for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you also for resident session.